I filled my own suitcase, thinking that I could take Carol to the bus depot in Derry and then just keep on going. If the traffic on Route 136 wasn't too heavy, I could be home before dark. Maybe even stop in Frank's Fountain for a mug of root beer before heading up Sebattis Road to the house. Suddenly being out of this place, away from Chamberlain Hall and Holyoke Commons, away from the whole damned university, was my number one priority. "You're confused, Pete," Carol had said in the car last night. "You don't know what you want or what you think, and you won't as long as you keep running those cards." Well, this was my chance to get away from the cards. It hurt to know Carol was leaving, but I'd be lying if I said that was foremost in my mind right then. At that moment, getting away from the third-floor lounge was getting away from the bitch. If you flunk out this December, you're apt to be in the jungle next December. "Be in touch, baby. See ya," as Skip Kirk usually put it. When I latched the suitcase shut and looked around, Nate was still standing in the doorway. I jumped and let out a little squeak of surprise. It was like being visited by Banquo's fucking ghost. "Hey, go on. Bug out," I said. "Time and tide wait for no man, not even one in pre-dent." Nate only stood there, looking at me. "You're going to flunk out," he said. Again, I thought of how weirdly alike Nate and Carol were, almost male and female sides of the same coin. I tried to smile, but Nate didn't smile back. His face was small and white and pinched, the perfect Yankee face. You see a skinny guy who always burns instead of tanning, whose idea of dressing up includes a string tie and a liberal application of Vitalis, a guy who looks like he hasn't had a decent shit in 3 years, and that guy was most likely born and raised north of White River, New Hampshire. And on his deathbed, his last words are apt to be, "Cranberry dressing." "Nah," I said. "Don't sweat it, Nady. All's cool." "You're going to flunk out," he repeated. Dull, bricky color was rising in his cheeks. "You and Skip are the best guys I know. There wasn't anybody in high school like you guys, not in my high school at least, and you're going to flunk out and it's so stupid." "I'm not going to flunk out," I said. But since last night, I had found myself accepting the idea that I could. I wasn't just edging into a grave situation. Man, I was there. "Skip either. It's under control. The world's falling down, and you two are flunking out of school over hearts, over a stupid fucking card game." Before I could say anything else, he was gone, headed back up the county for turkey and his mom's stuffing. Maybe even a through-the-pants hand job from Cindy. Hey, why not? It was Thanksgiving.